Professional hockey's top prize, the Stanley Cup, went to the Anaheim Ducks last night. They beat the Ottawa Senators. Canada may be in mourning, but California, well, doesn't really care. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
For many folks enjoying the high surf and beautiful weather at Huntington Beach, the nearest piece of coastline to the Anaheim Ducks' home rink, the news that their local team was about to win the Stanley Cup was met with, at best, indifference.
The Ducks, like the Anaheim Ducks?
I'm not really into hockey.
How about you?
I'm not into hockey either.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That guy, who's lived here all his life, didn't even know who the Ducks were. But just 10 miles inland, when the Ducks first hit the ice at Anaheim's Honda Center, there was no need for an introduction. Anaheim fans spent a good part of the game on their feet last night as the Ducks handily defeated the Ottawa Senators 6-2 in the fifth game of the National Hockey League Finals. The victory made the Ducks California's first NHL team to win the Stanley Cup.
Let's go, Ducks!
After 5 minutes of play, the Senators had already given up one goal and had three players sent to the penalty box. It only got worse for Ottawa when, in the second period, down 2-1, defenseman Chris Phillips made a clumsy attempt at passing the puck in front of his goalie. The puck instead deflected off of goaltender Ray Emery's skate into the net. In the end, the Ducks relied on what they have all season long, a penetrating offense and unforgiving defense, and according to the Ducks' MVP and now four-time Stanley Cup winner Scott Niedermeyer, loyal fans that rival those in his home country of Canada.
Canada loves their hockey, and from what I heard out there, we have quite a few fans who love their hockey down here too, and are going to have a lot of fun with this, and that's all that matters.
And that's all that seemed to matter for the more than 17,000 fans who were showered with confetti from the rafters when the Stanley Cup was presented to their team. But many Ducks fans recognize that outside this arena, few Southern Californians will take notice. Marco Marzola has lived near Anaheim all his life.
So my buddy's from Boston, and he said, I can't believe that the Ducks are in the Stanley Cup, and it's not the greatest thing that happened to Southern California. He goes, the city would shut down. Boston would be shut down.
Marzola says sometimes during the regular season, there are more fans from the opposing team at the Ducks' home rink than Ducks fans. Disappointed Ottawa Senators fan Todd Gauthier says he can see why Southern Californians haven't caught the hockey bug.
You got the beach, you got so much, you got great weather, you can go outside. And so it just goes to show that there's so much more to do in Southern California.
And now that a California team has shown him there's good hockey where there's good weather, Gauthier says he's seriously considering a move. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Anaheim.